This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, this is Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. I'm in the studio today with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Ibaraj.
And we are talking about works of fiction that have helped you in your career. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 or tweet us and get in touch with us on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We already have some messages coming in. Let's hit Twitter first.
All right, so on Twitter here, we've got Ivan who says, has got to be Dune for me. We did mention Dune before the break.
Yes, we did.
Every time a situation or a problem to some crops up, it's time for hashtag meant at mode.
I have not read Dune, so I actually
don't know what you're talking about, but okay, it sounds very helpful. We've also got Baron Noir, who just says nothing could break him, least of all failure. He just kept coming back every single time. And the book that they're talking about is, and I'm going to butcher this, and I'm sorry for anyone that speaks French, The Life of Monsieur de Molière by Mikhail Bulgakov and translated by Mira Ginsberg. That's as close to pronouncing that as I'm going to get today. So fair enough. I think it's always fun to see, like, you know, a fictional characters that are very, like, you know, they have a lot of endurance and stamina and they're determinators and stuff. I think that's really fun.
Speaking of which, I think now that I think about it, Sherlock Holmes. Mm. Any book with Sherlock Holmes in it is good. Because when he said problem solving, when you come down, I'm talking about the old Sherlock Holmes book, not like the new ones where he's like all fancy and stuff, but the old ones where he actually looked for clues by using logic and common sense and stuff. Those work. Those are super interesting. The way he puts the pieces together and then finds out who did the crime, or was it like the Hound of Baskerville or whatever. So yeah, Sherlock Holmes books.
I think also it's important that Watson is involved and sometimes comes up with the ideas as well.
Right.
You gotta work with someone.
Teamwork.
Just be a lone wolf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a WhatsApp too.
Yeah, so this comes from Christopher, who says The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley or Start With Why by Simon Sinek.
Okay. Well, Start With Why isn't exactly a fiction, but yes, it is good, you know, and if you want a shortcut, there are YouTube videos that can tell you more about Start With Why.
Simon basically says that millennials are useless, so it is a work of fiction.
Will.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Shots fired.
Right. Okay. Well, if you have a response to that, get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 or on Twitter and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We're moving on to our second story now. How do we cure errand paralysis?
Yeah. So this is something that I personally struggle with a lot. And when I read this article, I was immediately like, this is so great that someone's kind of validated this, right? The phrase errand paralysis was coined by Anne Helen Peterson. She wrote a piece about millennial burnout back in December. And the way that she described kind of burnout was debated extensively. But a symptom that she described as errand paralysis, which is a mental block that makes tedious tasks feel impossible to do, seems to be a universal affliction. So everyone will occasionally put off seemingly manageable tasks until they coalesce into one giant stressful ball of life admin that paralyzes us. You know, speaking from experience, whatever. So how do you actually go ahead and cure this kind of errand paralysis, right? So the first step is to get it out of your head. So of course, most people have a physical to-do list, but to-do lists are only effective at minimizing stress if they contain absolutely everything that you've got to do in the short, medium, and long term on them. And to have them all just in your head is very difficult because if they're just kind of bouncing around in your head, it's difficult to focus on what to prioritize. So try using an app to kind of prioritize your to-do list, or like you just write it down. As long as it's on a kind of different visual platform and not just in your head, it will help you to really focus on what you need to do.
Okay.
Number two is to take time off. So when you think about it, it's pretty unreasonable to expect yourself to effortlessly maintain full-time employment in a late capitalist economy while also keeping on top of, like, life and stuff. So you can use weekends, evenings, and lunch breaks to complete admin tasks that may allow you to, you know, and that might, you know, help you to scrape by. You could even, you know, but the fact of the matter is doing that will kind of cheat you out of what should be rest or playtime as well.
Mm.
So if you can do, not for everyone obviously, but if you have it, using vacation time to complete some of your tasks could help you get them done sooner because you kind of raise the stakes for yourself. If you've taken the time to take time off to do these tasks, then that means you really need to get them done. Otherwise, you've wasted your holiday, right? So that's one thing. But generally, you know, trying to kind of maybe even put aside an hour a day to focus on a specific task will help as well. Which leads into our next thing. Number three is to make your to-do list granular. So it can be helpful to separate your various to-do lists by category or by how long it'll take them it will take to get them done and then attack them accordingly. So there are day-to-day things and they don't belong alongside the once-a-year things. They don't belong alongside the monthly things, right? So, for example, you know, obviously day-to-day things, do them day-to-day and figure that out. But the things that are like once a year, you could maybe, you know, set a month where you do that thing, right? So like, let's say in March, you focus on figuring out your tax stuff. Mm. And then in May, you're figuring out, okay, I got to spring clean. I got to do this. So those kind of things that don't require that constant routine, you can kind of assign a specific day or month to figure that out for.
Okay.
And then number four, if it's under 4 minutes, blitz it. Many of the errands we put off could be done really quickly. It's just the mere thought of doing them is so much more daunting than the act of actually doing it. So instate a policy for yourself. If it takes less than 4 minutes to accomplish, do it right now. Do it literally right now. So stuff like canceling a magazine subscription or dropping by the ATM to deposit a check or sending a save a date email for a birthday dinner or even something like switching your bank statements to electronic, things like you could just do like that. Just do it. They don't need to cause you stress, so don't let them.
Why 4 minutes though? What if it's like just 4 minutes plus, or if it's 5 minutes or 6 minutes? But it's still kind of quick and you can get it done.
Basically, yeah, whatever. I mean, 4 minutes isn't a hard and fast time rule. It's just whatever you know can take you like a very, very short amount of time to do. Like nothing, I would say nothing more than about 5 minutes. Just do it now. Just do it now. And then you can even like try to turn it into like a game of some sort. So like for every kind of small errand that you do, just give yourself like a little point or something. And then maybe like when you earn like 10 points and then you can go buy yourself an ice cream. I don't know. Up to you, right? But give yourself an incentive and gamify it so that these errands start to feel more like achievements instead.
Right, interesting.
The last thing is to replace dread with something else. The reality is that everyone struggles with life admin and it doesn't make us bad or ineffective people. But there is a lot of shame involved in errand paralysis because you put off a thing and then you put off a thing and week by week it keeps getting put off and the more you put it off, the worse it makes you feel. Just, you know, take a moment and don't think about how bad putting it off is making you feel. Think about how good it will feel when you actually get it done, right? You know, visualize for yourself how relieved or happy or free to do other things that you would be after you finally tick that checkbox. And then when you can focus on that kind of positive potential future, you can get it out of your stressful now.
Isn't that what's the name? Spark Joy? Spark Joy?
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
What's her name? Spark Joy?
Isn't that what she does? Like replacing dread with something else?
Yeah,
like so, she goes like, you know, when you want to fold clothes, people don't like to fold clothes.
Yeah.
So you replace it with like the joy of folding clothes or something.
Or is it just not like still the same thing?
No, but it's kind of like, you know, instead of just being like, oh, I don't want to do it because it's going to be awful. And while doing it, I'm going to not like it. Just be like, okay, after it's done, the clothes will be folded and that will be great because they'll be neat and they'll be lovely and I can put them back in the cupboard, like stuff like that. Just switching that language,
right? And reframing your mind into thinking about the end effect instead of the actual process.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I've suffered from errand paralysis for many years, but as of late
I'm still a sufferer.
Yeah.
Now
same.
Still suffering.
Oh, same.
Yeah,
all
but of us are. But recently I've discovered that it's not a big problem for me because I do number three. So like my list, my to-do list is super granular. It is like every small little thing. Sometimes it combines work and home life as well, you know. And I realized by making those lists really granular, I get a little bit of, I get my dopamine check by just checking off those boxes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've accomplished a lot more. And, you know, once you get that momentum going and checking off those boxes, right? You're just at it, you know, and you're motivated to do more. And so somehow I don't find myself with a big task at hand. You know, everything is just little, even a big task is still steps, right? So I just break them down and it's just much easier to deal with.
Yeah. I think the momentum is the key word there. It even falls into the, you know, if it's under 4 minutes, then just blitz it.
Yeah.
Because once you start blitzing stuff like one after another, then you know, you get stuff off your list. You start checking stuff off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then before you know it, the most of your list is done and then you have like maybe 3 other things to do tomorrow.
Yeah, blitzing at work
yeah.
Sounds like fun. Alright, our main story of the day of course is about works of fiction that have helped you in your career. It doesn't really have to be works of fiction either, you know, just tell us about a book or some of the books that you've read that have helped you be a better entrepreneur, a better team player at the workplace, or just has helped you in general in your career. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter and on Instagram Insta story at BFM Radio. We'll read more of your messages when we come back from the break. Here's Def Leppard with Animal. Also, don't forget to check out bfm.my/x. The hunt is on.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.